Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And a merry seventh day of Christmas to all of you. 7 days have passed since we followed the shepherds to Bethlehem, but 40 days have passed since the shepherds visited Bethlehem to the time when our gospel takes place. 40 days after Jesus' birth, the time appointed by God's law for Mary to be purified and for Jesus to be presented to the Lord. On the 8th day of his birth, which is tomorrow on our calendar, Jesus was circumcised according to the law, and now the law required that every Israelite mother who gave birth to a baby boy 40 days after she gave birth should be purified from the flow of blood that occurred during childbirth. Why? As a reminder of original sin passed on from parents to children, and that the blood of every human being is impure because of our sins. And also to point forward to the Christ as the one child who would be born without sin, as the one child to look forward to, whose blood would purify the human race from sin. And the presentation of the firstborn son, a reminder of God's redemption of the firstborn sons of Israel as the Passover took place and the destroying angel took the lives of the firstborn of Egypt, but also pointing forward as a sign to the coming Christ who would redeem his people from their sins. The firstborn son of a virgin and also the firstborn over all creation. And so Mary and Joseph did for Jesus all that the law required of him so that he could truly be that child of Israel born of a woman, born under the law, who would keep the law in our place and redeem us from our sins. In the gospel today, at that purification of Mary and presentation of Jesus in the temple in Jerusalem, we meet two elderly saints. Saints who were waiting, not necessarily in the temple, but waiting for the coming of the Christ. God had revealed to Simeon that he wouldn't die before he saw the Lord's Christ with his own eyes. And Anna, who went to the temple every day for all of her either 84 years or her 110 or so years, depending on how we read the words about how old she was in the gospel, who spent all that time serving God and waiting for the Messiah. Here he shows up, and she's there to meet him in the temple. Simeon, at this time, sang that song or spoke the words of it that we are so familiar with, the Nunc Dimittis, that we sing almost every Sunday here in church. But those words come up in the Feast of the Presentation, which is actually 40 days after Christmas, February 2nd. So for today, we'll start our focus on the prophecy that Simeon spoke in our gospel. It says, "Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.'" Simeon rejoiced to see the baby Jesus, and the Holy Spirit had led him to the temple that day so that he could see him and rejoice in him. And Simeon did praise the Lord for sending his son, for sending the Christ, and for allowing him to see him. But his blessing of the Holy Family here that we have in our gospel wasn't what you'd call cute, was it? It was a prophecy of Jesus' future. And it must have been a very hard prophecy for Mary and Joseph to hear. Destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel. That's what Isaiah had prophesied about the Christ too, long before, that he would be a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And that's exactly what Jesus was. He caused many in Israel to fall. Why? Because he told them the truth. No matter how much you try to keep God's holy law, you're still unclean. Your works are evil. You can't earn God's favor. And many didn't like that. They stumbled over it and they fell. And he told them the truth. I am the one sent by God to redeem you. I have come to give life to those who don't deserve it, to cleanse the unclean by my blood, to save mankind through faith in me. And many didn't like it. And so they stumbled over it and fell. But many on the other side heard it and rejoiced in it and were raised up by it. Many heard it and repented of their sins. Many heard it and believed and found a place in God's kingdom and in God's house. And then Simeon says that Jesus will be a sign which will be spoken against. And we know how that history played itself out in Israel, as many spoke against Jesus and his sayings even before he was crucified. And then Simeon adds to Mary, on a very personal note, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. And there it is, the bitter reminder that we shouldn't get so caught up in the birth of Christ that we forget who he is or the reason why he came. The church calendar helps to keep us focused on that throughout this season if we follow it through. On the day after Christmas, what is it? The feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr, who was stoned to death for his confession of Christ. And the next day, what do we celebrate? The day of St. John the Evangelist, as we remember both his labor and also in the gospel for that day, the martyrdom promised by Jesus of St. Peter. And what do we celebrate on the next day, December 28th? The day of the Holy Innocents, when King Herod slaughtered the innocent little boys of Bethlehem in his desire to put Jesus to death. And then tomorrow on the calendar is Jesus' circumcision, his first shedding of blood. And then on the Sunday after Christmas, which we celebrate today, this reminder mingled in with Simeon's prophecy of praise, this reminder that the sharp pain and grief would pierce through a mother's soul as she sat at the cross of her son and watched him die one day. What stronger medicine could there be against our culture's infatuation with cute things, with a Christmas spirit that at best forgets about the cross and at worst forgets about Christ entirely? So all of this still plays out today, and we see it. Jesus still causes the fall and the rising of many. He is still a sign that is spoken against, and the thoughts of many hearts are revealed, as Simeon said they would be, as the truth comes out eventually. What's really behind the rejection of Jesus as crucified, as Savior? It's the deep down view of God's law as something either that I don't have to keep or as something that I can keep. In either case, I don't need a Savior who is true God and true man to keep it for me and to die in my place to redeem me from the law's curse. But there's old Simeon, praising God for a little baby being brought into the temple. And there stands old Anna, giving thanks to God for this child and speaking about him to all who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. To those who are looking for redemption, looking for rescue from their sins, looking for a price to be paid so that you, the sinner, don't have to pay it, so that you can go free, can receive the adoption, can call upon God as Father, here he is. He is born in the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And as Paul continues to the Galatians, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Remember your baptism today. Because that's when you, a child of wrath by nature, were united to the Son of God and so received the adoption as a son. That's when you were purified and rescued out of Satan's kingdom and brought into the kingdom of God. And the forgiveness you first received there is still held out to you here to cover all your sins and guilt. And remember also the gift of the Holy Supper, where the body of him who was held by Simeon and praised by Anna in the temple is still set before you today to wonder at God's mercy, not only in bringing his Son into the world, but in bringing him to you now, that you too may receive him and worship him and rise to life because of him. And then let that wonder and worship spill out into your life as you celebrate redemption with Simeon and Anna. So that as faithful Simeon and Anna spent their long lives hearing God's word, devoutly walking according to his commandments, you too live a life of devout, devoted service to God and to your neighbor, speaking about Christ, as Anna did, to the people in your life, knowing that God kept his promise to send the Savior into the world and that he will surely keep his promise to come again soon. May God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, guard, guide, and strengthen you while you wait. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.